This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى صدق الله العظيم. As promised, today inshallah ta'ala, we are going to speak about, are we following the example of Adam or are we following the example of Iblis? Are we with Adam's team or are we with Iblis's team? Manchester United. Let's be lighthearted now before we get into the serious stuff. Well, they call themselves the Red Devils anyway, so. Do we take the example of Nabi Adam or do we take the example of Iblis? Because we've been asking ourselves the question, how can a person be outwardly following the deen in the masjid, making salah, paying zakah, fasting, going on hajj, yet they are perpetually cheating, defrauding, lying, and engaging in all other types of transgression of the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us now analyze this concept. Are we like Adam? And I start with myself. Or are we like Iblis? And it takes me to a verse in Surah Taha, a few verses, starting with verse 115 of Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the verse by saying, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدَنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ. And verily, we took a covenant with Adam. We took a covenant with him. And what was that covenant? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us first see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how it pans out in the next few verses. We took a covenant with Adam, verily, most certainly. Min qabl, before. Fanasiya. And so he forgot. Well, you know, when we look into the tafsir of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, we find various opinions from the Sahaba themselves. Sahaba differed with regards to the understanding of certain verses in the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, karamallahu wajah, he says, tarak. Nasiya ay tarak. That he literally, he left or abandoned or ignored the covenant that he took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the word nasiya means ignored in certain verses. Like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَيَوْمُكَ بَصَرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about يَا رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ آتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. such that our signs come to you, the person will say, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, why did you raise me up blind when I used to be able to see? On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Ya Rabbi, lima hashartani a'ma, wa qad kuntu basira. Why did you raise me up blind when I used to be able to see? Qala, kadhalika atatka ayatuna. Such did our signs come to you on the dunya, in this world, فَنَسِيتَهَا, and you ignored them. فَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى, so you'll also be ignored on this day. Because you can't say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgets. Allah doesn't forget. So very often in the Quran, we will have a word that will have a literal meaning, but if that literal meaning goes against a primary, muhkam, absolute concept in terms of our aqidah, then we have to look at the other meaning. So Allah doesn't forget. So in terms of the person ignoring the signs of Allah, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, what you do will be done unto you, Allah would ignore them on that day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget. Whereas Ibn Abbas, who is considered to be the greatest of the mufassirin of the Sahaba, he says, no, sahwan. No, Adam actually forgot. A غَابَ عَنْ ذِهْنِهِ, it was absent from his mind. He forgot. وَلَقَدْ عَهِدَنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِيَ. But what did he forget? What part of the covenant, and what covenant are we speaking about? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on. He says, وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا, and we didn't find for him a resolve. In other words, when he forgot, the reason why he forgot, because he wasn't mindful. He wasn't conscious. Physically, of course, he was conscious. But in terms of how a believer must be, constantly mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the concept of taqwa comes in. When a person has taqwa, they are mindful, because taqwa comes from the word wiqai, which means a shield. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muttaqeen. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. A person that constantly is conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's boundaries and laws. And they are constantly mindful and careful of displeasing Allah. The shield they are using to place between themselves and any type of behavior that would bring upon them the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا. So at that time, and now where is he? He's in the garden. And let us not get into the debate about where is the garden. Ibn Kathir speaks about the five possible places where the garden could be or could have been. Al-Jannah. Some of the scholars, many of the scholars, refer to Jannatul Ma'wa, the paradise of the hereafter. I'm inclined to the position, underline the word incline, because it's not my opinion, but I'm inclined to the opinion that no, it was a garden here on earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And call to mind when your Lord said to the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his malaika, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ أَيْنَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. No, فِي الْأَرْضِ. I'm making a vicegerent way in the earth, not in the sama. Anyway, and there's many other proofs for that as well. They are for and against, but you are free to incline to whichever opinion is acceptable of those five opinions that Ibn Kathir makes mention of in his tafsir. So, Adam alayhi salam, he is in the garden. I'm inclined to the position, the garden that was here on earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for him. And then created from him, for him, a partner for him, Hawa alayha salam. Hawa, why is she named Hawa? لأنها خلقت من شيء حي. Because she's been created from a living thing. حي. Therefore her name is Hawa. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها. O mankind, be mindful of your Lord. He who created you from a single soul and created from that soul a partner for that soul. And there they were together. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ And call to mind when we said to Adam and his partner, his wife, Hawa alayhim as-salam, stay in the garden. Uskun literally means stay. Sakana yaskunu sukun, and sukun means to be still. So there's no evidence to say that they were created in another place and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to go to the garden. Go and live. Like you are now in Cape Town, I say, no, go and live in Johannesburg. Izhab ila, like the Egyptians call it, Jahannamburg. This was a group of Egyptians that were robbed several times. That's why they called it Jahannamburg. So if I say to you, Izhab ila Johannesburg, that means you're in another place and you still need to go to Johannesburg. But if I say, Uskun fi Johannesburg, stay in Joburg, that means you're already there, aren't you? So, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates them in the earth, in the garden, and He tells them to stay in the garden. Everything, وَكُلَا رَغَدًا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ And eat from whatever you like. Everything they needed was in the garden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, eat from whatever you like. Everything is lawful for you. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ But don't come near to this tree. This garden, this Jannah was مَكَانُ التَّدْرِيبِ It was the place of training for mankind. Husband and wife and their future generations. Us, Bani Adam, the children of Adam. That Jannah, that garden was the training ground. And here at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not yet chosen Adam, and I'm going to prove it from these particular verses. He had not yet chosen him as a Nabi. He had not yet received his prophethood. And so the fact that he didn't have resolve at that time is understandable. فَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمَ وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمَ We didn't find that he had resolve. So let's go through the ayah again. وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ We took a covenant with Adam before. فَنَسِيَ And he forgot. وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمَ We didn't find for him a strong resolve. Resoluteness. He was not firm on remembering and keeping right there in front of him that covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken with him. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى And when we said to the angels, call to mind, إِذْ أَيْ أُذْكُرْ Call to mind when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, and they all prostrated except for Iblis, أَبَى So immediately now we see there's a difference. Nasiya, Adam forgot, whereas Iblis, Abba, Iblis refused, point blank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Usjudu! And yes, كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he was of the jinn, and he transgressed the command of his Lord. He wasn't of the malaika. Malaika cannot disobey Allah. It is their succinct purpose to worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them for that purpose. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Allah says in the Quran, they do not disobey Allah concerning that which He tells them to do, and they do as they have been commanded. They don't disobey, they only obey. So Iblis is a jinn, but he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi hadratil malaikatil muqarrabin. He's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the assembly of the angels. And so, being in the assembly, he is also duty bound when the assembly is ordered to do something. When the assembly is being commanded. So the entire assembly of malaika, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them for that succinct purpose of obedience, they all prostrate themselves. What kind of prostration? It was a prostration of greeting And most importantly, iqrar al-fadl, recognizing and acknowledging the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted our father Adam alayhi salam over the rest of creation. And us as his children. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Indeed, we have honored mankind. And they all prostrated except for Iblis Aba. He refused. Point blank. There wasn't any forgetting here. There wasn't any yani غَابَ عَنْ ذِهْنِي, that this command was now absent from his mind. No, this happened immediately. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. This fa is fa al-ta'qib. فَسَجَدُوا. Immediately. Immediately the angels prostrated. And immediately Iblis refused. There wasn't a period in between where he could become unmindful or where he could become careless or where he could forget. No. Aba. And in the verse in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Aba wastakbara. He refused and he was haughty. He was filled with pride and arrogance. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he was of those who rejected faith in the sense that he had disobeyed and transgressed the boundaries of his Lord Jalla Fi'ula. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. If you see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the first verse that I made mention of, verse 115, with the covenant of Adam. But then he goes back. Because he mentions min qabl, he goes back. He goes back to where? To where before Adam had received the covenant, and that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had just created Adam and commanded the angels to prostrate themselves as well as Iblis who was in their assembly. So he's going back now. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ. Ah, here comes the covenant. What was the covenant? فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. Oh Adam, this Iblis who has refused point blank to obey my command and done it with arrogance and haughtiness, he is an enemy to you and your wife. He's an enemy. إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. So don't allow him, don't let him cause you to be taken out of the garden and then you would have to toil with misery. You would have to toil. And why does he say tashqa and not tashqaya? Tashqa meaning you Adam, not tashqaya, you and your wife. Why? Because you're in the garden of plenty, the garden of mashallah, the trees are giving you shade. You have everything that you need to eat. You are safe. If you're going to be taken out of that garden, then you, as the designated breadwinner, الرجال قوامون على النساء, you are the one that is going to have to go out and toil. فتشقى أنت. And not تشقيا, you and your wife. That's one opinion in the tafasir. So this is the covenant. And this is what clearly what Adam forgot. He didn't forget about the command of not eating from the tree because that is how Iblis tricked him. Let's go further. I'm now going to verse number 120. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ. So Shaytan whispered to him. Now Shaytan now comes to him in the garden. Let us not get into the debate of whether he was standing by the border of the garden or whether he came into the garden as a snake or whatever the case might be. He whispered in whatever form or ever how he did it, Allahu alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But the bottom line is, he whispered. And Adam heard the whispering. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ. وَمُلْكِ اللَّا يَبْلَى. He says, Shaitan whispers to Adam. He says, oh Adam, should I not point you to the tree? عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ, the tree of immortality. وَمُلْكِ اللَّا يَبْلَى, and dominion that will never perish. So here he فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, you know, he led them on with guile, with trickery. He's trying to trick them now. If we go to the exact same story in Surah Al-A'raf, you could take it from verse number 20. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِيُبَدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا قَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا. Listen carefully. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 120. And so he whispered to them, Shaytan whispered to them. What did he whisper? لِيُبَدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. That which had been hidden of their private parts might be exposed. What did he say? قَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Your Lord didn't prohibit you from eating from this tree. The word eating doesn't appear here, but he says, your Lord didn't prohibit you from this tree except illa an takuna malakaini aw takuna min al-khalidin, except that you might become like two angels or that you might be granted immortality. So clearly, in terms of what he forgot, he didn't forget about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they mustn't come near the tree. What he forgot was the covenant that he forgot was that inna hadha aduwwun laka wa li zawjik, that this Iblis, this Shaytan, he is an enemy for you and your wife. That is what he forgot, because he's actually listening to him now. And he goes further, wa qasamahuma inni lakuma min an-nasihin. Iblis takes an oath, he makes a qasam, wa qasamahuma, to both of them. Says, wallahi, uqsim billahi. So they say, ni kaf, wallahi qasam. That's with a kaf, eh? Not with a qaf. It should be with a qaf. Uqsim billah, wallah, billah, tallah. Those are the three huruf al qasam. And by the way, this is just a side note, it's not permissible to say wallahi wa rasul. There is no school of thought within Islam, Aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that allows a Muslim to swear, to make an oath, not swear as in fluke, but to take an oath by anyone but Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take an oath by his creation. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضَحَاهَا وَالْلَيْلِ وَالشَّمْسِ وَضَحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْر. Allah even takes an oath by the time. Allah can take an oath by his creation, but we can only take an oath by the creator. So please, for those of you maybe, you know, traditionally, wallahi wa rasul, not permissible. Only wallahi, billahi, tallahi. Or as the Prophet used to say, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي. By the one in whose life, By the one in whose hands lies my life. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي. By the one in whose hands lies my life. So, Iblis, he takes an oath. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He takes an oath. He says, by Allah, I'm just giving you good advice. I'm just giving you good advice. Allah didn't prohibit you from this tree, except that if you eat from the tree, you become like two angels. Allah, if you're an angel, you'll never disobey Allah. And if you're granted immortality, you'll be able to worship Allah forever. You see how he's tricking them? So in other words, Adam, hayvasni asprasni. Iblis, hayvas aspras. Aba, wastakbar. Are you with Adam or were you with Iblis? I asked myself the question first. How are we living our lives? And something very important. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرِ. Ah, dhaqa. You know, the first tafsir that we look for in understanding the Quran is what? Tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran. To make tafsir of the Quran with the Quran itself. Ma ujmila fi mawdi'in faqad fussira fi mawdi'in akhar. That which is made comprehensive in one verse is spoken about in more detail in another. Or that which is spoken about عام, generally, عموماً قد قيد, has been restricted in another verse. So we will find some verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَكَلَا فَأَكَلَا, they ate. They ate. Now how do we understand eating? That you take some food, you put it in your mouth, you chew on it, and then you swallow it. Is that eating? Is that what Adam and Hawa did with whatever was hanging on the tree? You know, whether you say it was fruit or whatever the case might be, whatever kind of fruit it was, Allahu alam, that's not the point. Did they eat it? According to Surah Al-A'raf, they didn't eat. What did they do? They tasted. They only tasted it. Listen carefully. فَقَاسَمَ لَهُمَا فَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. And so he took an oath. I'm just giving you guys good advice. You know, Allah didn't tell you not to take of this tree or eat from this tree, except that you become like two angels, except you be granted eternal life, you be granted a kingdom that will never ever perish. He's tricking them. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. He led them on with trickery. You know, and if you see the way, I mean, this is maybe one of the answers to our question. How is it that Shaytan can invite, and note that I'm not saying get us to do, because Shaytan cannot force us to do anything. But how can Shaytan invite us to all of this, as we've been speaking about, cheatery, people cheating each other, all this cheating and defrauding and stealing and not paying people their due, etc., etc. How does he get it right whilst we are still praying five times a day? Whilst we are still fasting, whilst we are still going on Hajj and Umrah? How does he get it right? Bi ghurur. He leads us on with trickery. But then comes the parting of the ways. Are we like Adam or are we like Iblis? When somebody reminds us, hey, but brother, ittaqillah, fear Allah, what you're doing is wrong. La tabakhasu ashya'ahum, don't withhold what is due to the people. That man did a job for you, you owe him money, pay him. And then immediately, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, makes a plan, gets some money together, and he pays the man. MashaAllah, who is he like? He's like Adam. And if he's like Iblis, ah man. Loop. Don't tell me. He carries on. Carries on making salah. Carries on fasting. Goes for another umrah. But he still cheats. He still defrauds. He still lies. He still steals. He's like Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us like Iblis, ya Rabb. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا شَيْطَانَ لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُرِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ. So when they tasted the tree. So now we know what kind of eating, because in other verses it says they ate. But we want to know what kind of eating, that is general. Let's get more specific. They only tasted it. Immediately when they tasted it, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. Immediately, their nakedness appeared to them. Now, let us not get into the debate. Did they have clothes on? Some of Fasirun say, no, they had a covering of light. Some of Fasirun say they were just unaware of their nakedness. It doesn't matter. Bottom line is, when they tasted whatever was on the tree, their nakedness appeared to them. Because you see, had they eaten, it would have been another sin. I mean, in other words, had they chewed and then swallowed. So first they taste it, that's one sin. Then they chew it, that's another sin. Then they swallow it, that's another sin. And then maybe, list for more, there will even be another sin, a bigger one. Wal-iyadu billah. So they only, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ, they only tasted the tree. بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَاتَّفِقَ يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. And then they started pulling the leaves and from the garden and covering themselves. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا, and the Lord called out to them, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا, didn't I prohibit you? عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ, this tree of yours, تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ, this tree of yours, yes, it's in your garden, but I told you not to go near it. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, don't go near this tree. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, because then you'll be of the wrongdoers. So the Lord calls out to them and says, did I not prohibit you from this tree of yours? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا, and I said to you, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, and I said that shaitan is for you an open enemy. Allah Subhan al-Khaliq. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then say? I want to go back to Surah Taha. Same part of the story. Same part of the story. In order that we can put this into perspective. Surah Taha, verse 121. فَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا, and the, so they ate from it. But we know what type of eating? Only tasting. Only tasting. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, and their nakedness appeared. And وَاتَّفِقَا يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبُّهُ فَغَوَى. You can't get any clearer than that. People aren't Christian, but it's Adam. Nabi Adam. Nabiullah Adam. He's a prophet of Allah. He's ma'soom. He's infallible. He can't sin. So, you know, Adam never sinned. Is that right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he did. So what does this mean? So they ate from it and their nakedness appeared and they took the leaves and they covered their private parts. وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبُّهُ فَغَوَى. The tafsir is very clear. أَيْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِهِ, that he transgressed the command. Even though he forgot about the fact that Allah warned him that he's an enemy for him and his wife. And he was not mindful. He didn't have firm resolve as to not even questioning why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited him. And that's our biggest problem. You know, we always want to try and rationalize something first. You know, only if it makes sense, you know, then I'll do it. Only if it makes sense, then I will leave it. No, it's ta'abudi. What is ta'abudi? Ta'abudi is quite clearly sami'na wa ata'na ghufranak. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still in his infinite wisdom shows us why he has prohibited certain things. And if we really apply our minds clearly, then we can see. But we don't wait until something makes sense and only then do it. No. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranak. We hear and we obey. We don't hear and then still think, okay, do I list for this? Do I don't list for this? You know, does it make sense? You know what's going to happen to my business? You know, if I stop. Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Ghufranak, ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. Wa asa an takrahu shay'an wa khairul lakum. Allah says it might be that you dislike something, but it's good for you. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa sharrul lakum. It might be that you love something, but it's bad for you. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. And Allah knows and you don't know. I think that's the bitterest pill for us to swallow. That is the bitterest pill for us to swallow. And Allah's telling us. And Allah knows and you don't know. So don't still think about it. Don't still ponder over it. Hear and obey. Antum a'lamu amillah. Allah asked, are you more knowledgeable, always Allah? أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبَغُونَ, do they want the hukum, the rule of the days of ignorance? Allah. أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ, do you want to teach Allah your religion? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ, do you want to teach Allah your religion? And Allah knows everything in the heavens and on earth, and Allah has knowledge of all things. And so we need to just humble ourselves. Which is the opposite of who? Of Iblis. Abba. Astakbar. That's the problem. Kibr. kibr? Ma al-kibr ya Rasulullah? What is pride, O Messenger of Allah? Batarul haqq wa ghamtun nas. Pride is to reject the truth when it is told to you. Ittaqillah, brother, how can you treat these people that are working for you like this? Brother, pay the people before. A'tul ajira ajra qabla yajifa 'araqu. Pay the worker before his sweat dries on his brow. Ittaqillah. Be mindful of Allah. What does he do? Because he's got kibr, he's blind. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِي الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will turn my signs away from those who walk on the earth with unjustified pride. My time is up, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Sorry about this. Okay, yes. Skip. Allah wa'asa Adamu Rabbuhu faghawa. And so Adam disobeyed his Lord. Faghawa aytaha yatihu. Yatihuna fil ard, just like Bani Israel. They were lost. In other words, he lost his direction. Adam lost his direction. By disobeying Allah, he lost his direction. Thumma jatabahu Rabbuhu. The thumma, what is thumma? Thumma is harf, what? At-tartib, it indicates at-tartib ala taraqi. It indicates something which is sequential but happens gradually. So Adam made the mistake. He forgot about the fact that Allah warned him about shaitan, that he's an enemy. And he disobeyed the command of going near the tree. He went near the tree and his wife, Hawa alayhim as-salam, they tasted of the tree, they realized their sin, and immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he rebuked them, immediately what did they say? قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Immediately. So that brother, he's wronged somebody, he's taken from somebody, he hasn't paid somebody, be mindful of Allah. Immediately, أستغفرullah. أستغفرullah. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّؤَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Indeed, repentance is accepted from those who do something out of ignorance. Like Adam alayhi salam. غَابَ عَنْ ذِهْنِي نَسِيَ. He forgot, he wasn't mindful of Allah at the time when he made the mistake. He made a mistake. But immediately, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. But then they repent soon thereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their repentance. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, the most wise. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. But tawbah is not accepted from those who perpetually disobey Allah. They continuously, don't take note of what anybody is saying to them. They just continue to cheat and defraud, to lie and to steal. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Until death comes to one of them, they say, إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ. Now I repent. وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. And neither is repentance accepted from those who die whilst they are disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we must decide. We're going to be like Adam. And this is, of course, he made this mistake. ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ. Then he chose him. Chose him? أي إِصْطَفَاهُ, the Mufassirun say. Then Allah chose him as a Nabi. So he did not make this mistake as a prophet. He made it in the training ground. Remember, when you are still being trained or being taught by the teacher, what does the muallim do? You sawwibul khata'a. If the student makes a mistake, then the teacher corrects him. And then once he has learnt his lesson, now comes the imtihan, now comes the examination, which he has to be firm and resolute in order that he should pass it in this life and more importantly in the next. Inshallah ta'ala, maybe we can reflect on some of the things next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, especially with regards to tawbah and how we can correct this ill, this disease in our community of people cheating each other, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might envelop us in His mercy and guide us on the sirat al-mustaqim. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abdul Karim? Must I read this? Just a request to sell the Sons of Diary, the South African National Zakah Fund. The Sons of Diary 2019 is now available for sale, and we are confident that your masjid can play an important role in offering donors and benefits of this popular diary. So this is one of the ways in which Sons of raises money in terms of all the different projects that they have in the community. So this will be available. A diary set is A5 is 60 Rand, and the A4 diary set is 130 Rand. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك نقص منك في الدين لن يقدر العبد أن يؤتيك خردلة إلا بإذن الذي سواك من طين فلا تصاحب غنيا تستعز به وكن عفيفا وعظم حرمة الدين واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإن رزقك بين الكاف والنون واستغن بالله عن دنيا الملوك كما استغنى الملوك بدنياهم عن الدين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى. صدق الله العظيم. في أخوة الأفاضل، نحن كمن؟ هل نحن كآدم الذي نسي، أخطأ، ولكن بعد ذلك رجع وتاب إلى الله فوجد أن الله التواب الرحيم، أو نحن كإبليس الذي أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين؟ الكبر يا أخوة الأفاضل، قال فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكبر بطر الحق وغمت الناس. في أخوة الأفاضل، إن كان فينا الكبر لوجدنا أننا أعمى. الرجل يكون أعمى إذا في قلبه كبر، إذا في قلبه كبر يكون أعمى عن آيات الله. فقد قال الله تعالى: سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق. فنكون كآدم إذا أخطأنا، آدم قبل النبوة طبعا، إذا أخطأنا رجعنا وتبنا إلى الله، ولا نكون كإبليس الذي استمر في خطئه، أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعل بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن والمستضعفين يا الله في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراسوا، سدوا الخلل، سووا صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. And please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. Haji Naeem, everything okay at the back? اللهم أحسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تغزنا يوم العرض عليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بتغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فاقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
سبحان ربي العظيم
الله أكبر ورحمة الله وبركاته إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. This is just another community notice, جماعة المسلمين. On Friday the 21st of December 2018, there will be a